All right, sir. Thank you for your patience. And I do apologize, sir, but I did not get an answer over there. They're not answering the phone.
So that's exactly what I'm talking about. So what happened?
I mean, they're not answering the phone, sir. I don't know how far that you is away from them. I don't know if they're busy. Maybe you could drive down to see, to go there in person or something, but they're just not answering the phone.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir.
Maybe you can drive down to the location, depending on how far you're away. I mean, they're not answering the phone.
I'm not prepared to travel anywhere to look for anybody. Is that the only company you work with?
Yes, sir.
Then I'm going to have to go back to American Home Shield because this is absolutely ridiculous. This has been going on now for almost a month. I need my appliance installed. So if you guys are not, doing the job, then I guess I'm going to have to find somebody else.
All right, anything else I can do for you?
I'd like to I've spoken with several people from your company now. Who exactly is in charge of your company? Who is the manager there? Who is
I am the supervisor here, sir, but I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. Again, I apologize. You can call American Home Shield and you can ask them to give you a transfer of vendor because they're just not answering the phone.
Right. I think I have spoken with you regarding this problem. I think you were probably one of the first persons I spoke to before. You were not very friendly either. The lady I
Oh,
spoke
well,
to
I'm sorry you
said,
feel that way, sir.
I do. I'm. It's ma'am. I'm female. And I do
Okay.
feel
Well,
that way.
ma'am, I'm sorry you
Right.
feel that way.
I feel that way exactly because I know the
Okay,
first
well,
time
you
I
have
spoke
every
to
right
you.
for your feelings, but they're not answering
I'm
the
sorry.
phone. I said you have every right to feel the way that you feel. I mean, that's totally up to you.
Absolutely.
But I'm sorry that you think I'm not a nice
Absolutely.
person, but I've tried to reach out to them and they're not answering the phone.
Because whenever I speak to you, you never ever make an effort to try to resolve the problem. You always tell me to go back and, get
No,
somebody else and all
first of
that.
all, ma'am, I've
But
never spoken with you
every
about this
day we went out
situation.
of our way to make sure that I was okay, but you never do that.
Okay, I've
And,
never spoken with you about this
I
situation.
remember your voice. I know, I am 100% sure it was you I spoke
Okay,
to
well.
weeks ago. Right. I am
Okay.
absolutely sure about that. But anyway, I do need to find out whoever owns this company because you guys have frustrated me to no end. And if you're not going to be working with American Home Shield, you should pull your name out of their list so they stop wasting people's time. And maybe the company can hire people that are actually real customer service reps that are anxious to help the customer and not just brush them off.
No, ma'am, I'm not
I
brushing
own the
you off.
company
I
and
tried
I
to reach
will
out.
definitely not tolerate any of my employees speaking to a customer, brushing them aside, or making me lose business. So you might want to adjust your attitude a little bit, sir. This is it twice now that, the first time I said, okay, maybe he was having a bad day. But today that tells me this is how you are. And
No,
it
but
is not okay.
ma'am, I have never spoken with you about this situation. Caller,
Yeah.
hello?
I'm here. I'm here.
Yes, I've never spoken with you, and truly, it hurts my heart that you think that I'm a bad person because I can't get anybody on the phone. I tried to call them. You told me that you was gonna call American Home Shield. So I told you that you can call American Home Shield to see about getting you a transfer of vendor. I did not mean that in a mean malice way, and I'm sorry that you took it like that, but that's not how I meant it. But you stated that you was going to call them yourself. So if you're going to call them, you can let them know that you've been trying to reach out to this company. They're not answering the phone, and you would like a transfer of vendor.
It's all right. I will do what I need to do to get my problem fixed. I just don't appreciate just not understanding where a customer is coming from. But if you say that's not what you meant, I will take it. I will take it. But like I said, I know that it was you I spoke with a few weeks ago when you were the one who told me that you guys didn't have anybody assigned to my work order and that you weren't working because of COVID. And, you know, that was it. That was all you were willing to do that day for me. You know, I have children here that need this appliance for us to be able to live. So customer service is about putting yourself in the customer's shoes. Like I said, I own a medical place here, and any of my employees who behave this way will not work for me anymore. But if you say that's not what you meant and it was a communication issue, I will take it. I would, you know, try to take that. But, I mean, this is twice now that I've had this kind of... the person I spoke with yesterday did not behave like this at all. She was so concerned. Even though she, you know, she couldn't do so much, but I could see she was making an effort to make sure that I was satisfied. But it is
okay,
what
well,
it is.
Let me ask you this question, ma'am. What do you need me to do to make you get satisfied? Because they're not answering the phone over at the company that you was assigned to. So then they're not answering. Now I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. That place is in Texas. So what can I do to make you satisfied?
Simply the way that you presented, it's all about the way that you communicated the information to me. I could sense no sense of empathy towards the situation. Number two, telling me what the situation is in the country to travel, even if I live in Texas. Texas is bigger than a lot of states. For me to travel somewhere to locate your client who should be reaching out to me to fix the problem is...
Yes, ma'am. The only reason why I asked that, ma'am, is because you possibly could be 5 minutes away from the company, and if they're not answering the phone, maybe you could go in person to see, hey, I've been calling, no one's not answering the phone, you guys are assigned to do my install, what is going on? That's the only reason why I suggested that you could probably go there since they're not answering the phone. But I was not trying to brush you off. I mean, that is the best that I can do in the situation that I'm in. Now, if you like, I can try to call over there again. But now I can't make them answer the phone. The only thing that I can do is call over there and hope that they answer the phone. But now I'd be more than happy to call over there for you again if you like.
Do you know that what you just told me now, if you had told me that when at the beginning, we would not have been having this conversation? Because I was, you know, one of the things I was getting to was if you had even suggested, like the lady did yesterday, oh, hang on a second, I'm not getting them, but call me back in 10 or 20 or minutes or 1 hour, let me see if I can reach them. That was how she handled me yesterday. But now, if you had what you told me just now, if you had presented it to me that same way at the beginning, I will not be upset. It would have shown me that you were really interested in solving this problem. Because that's exactly how the lady got it yesterday.
Yes, well, I truly want to get your problem solved. I mean, truly, I do. And again, it's unfortunate, but they're not answering the phone. Now, I would be more than happy to try to call them again to see if they would pick up. Now, on the voicemail, they stated that they was closed on Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah, on Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday last
year. Yeah, May the 25th for the holiday.
Right. Yes. We had this recording for a long time. So the holiday they were talking about is already passed. Mm. That was Monday the 20-something.
The 25th.
Last week for the holiday, which has already passed. That tells me they haven't even bothered to change their phone message.
Exactly. And that's right. What I got out of the same message. I said, well, the holiday been gone, they should at least update their voicemail. But again, like I said, if I could make them answer that phone, truly I would. Give me one moment. Let me call back over to see if they were answering. Now, give me one moment.
Okay.